ain't telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I know. God's got it.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Luke 7:17-20, it says, Jesus told the Pharisees when they demanded that he tell them where the kingdom of God would come. And he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Verse 21, neither shall you say, lo here or lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. Saints, listen, the kingdom of God is within you. And we're going to prove this through scripture as we keep reading. You can't say, lo here, a lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. This kingdom is made of goodness and mercy and love and joy. That's what God's kingdom is made of. Romans 14:17, it says, you remember, Paul, this is what Paul said. You remember what he said, that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I want you to remember what he said. He said that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. That's natural stuff. But it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. All that spiritual things. You can't see it. You have to live it. Now, if you're saved and if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you just heard that the kingdom of God is living inside of you. If you're saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and you're walking in the newness of life, then you have righteousness, you have peace, you have joy, and you have the Holy Ghost. Now, sometimes you have to work to get all that inside of your spirit, but the blueprint is there. You just have to fill it in the name of Jesus. It's not a literal kingdom made of mortar and bricks, you know, but it's a spiritual kingdom made out of the Word of God. It's not a visible thing. You know, God governs in the spirit. That's how he governs, in the spirit. He's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. So how does God govern his kingdom? And how does the kingdom of earth have to be governed? By the Spirit of God. He governs by his spirit. Matthew 12:28. Jesus said, this is what he said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you. Saints of God, you need to pay attention. If you cast out a devil, if God give you the power to cast out a devil, then God has sent the kingdom through you. He has sent his kingdom through you. See, these people are not doing it. So don't get scared and upset and think you have to do this. You're not doing it. All you have to do is be a willing participant, and God will work through you. So if you're casting out demons and devils, God has sent his kingdom through you. Healing and health, and you know, it's a vast part of God's kingdom. Every time you saw Jesus, when he started his ministry, it was about healing and deliverance, you know. This is where the church goes AWOL. The church is absent without official leave. And I say that because you see no healings, you see no deliverance. They don't even teach it and preach it in the church, in most churches anymore. These works are missing in most in the churches, and certainly in most of the lives of the Christians. They're AWOL. Somehow they think that the word doesn't really apply to them, but only to preachers and apostles and some of those, and prophets and teachers, you know. God said, you know, but it belongs to all of us. We're all supposed to be doing this work, you know. God said we have to do this work in the spirit and in the truth. When you cast out devils and demons, that's in the spirit. And that's what we have to do. It is the kingdom of God that has come unto you. When you cast out demons and devils, you've just been used by God. And his power and his anointing has come upon you to do these works. We all have this kingdom in us. The kingdom is living inside of us. You know, when we're saved, when we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we can see the kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy and power as it comes in us. And as we come to fight that devil, we can see it, and we can feel it, and we can operate in it. And we can cast out all those demons and devils when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We can cast out demons and devils when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. God's power is released when we operate out of the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, like Samson did, like David did. They operated out of the anointing of God. And we have that same anointing in us when we have the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 4:20, we see, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. We know we already have this power. We know we already have this power, saints of God. Because of God's created words, you know, we make our confession with God's created words. This is what's going on, saints of God. God governs his kingdom with the Spirit, meaning that it is done it's not done in a physical manner with natural things, but it's spirit with spiritual things, which dominates and it subdues the powers of the enemy here on this earth. And if you know who the power of the enemy is, it's Satan. And he uses all these things that I called before, cancer and diabetes and heart diseases, all of those things, you know, evil murdering spirits, lying spirits, all of those things, you know. But God has given his kingdom and filled his kingdom with the Spirit. And that means all the things that we need to do, we can do it through the Spirit of God and the anointing of God. Amen. So we know that we already have power because the Word of God says so. And I'm going to look, I want you to look at Luke 10:19. And it's Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And guess what? Nothing shall by any means hurt you." We simply need to take it for real. Take the Word of God for real and begin to use it on the devil. This is who we use it on. Not on people, but we use it on the devil's spirits that's in the people. It's a spiritual tool. It's the power that is in the Word of God. That's what we're using, saints of God. Psalms 91:13. Listen at some of the other power that we have. It says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet." Saints of God, we have the power. We have an awesome amount of power that we can use. We can't forget that we have been given dominion and authority over this earth. We are to bring everything under our rulership. We have dominion over the fish, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that creeps on the earth. We have the dominion power. God has given that to us. So we have to realize we have been given awesome power, you know, and we know that the adder is a cobra. The dragon is a serpent. It's a snake. And the young lion is a demon spirit. Literally, we kill snakes and lions. This is what people do here on this earth right now, this planet right now. They kill lions and they kill snakes, you know, and they capture them, you know. With spiritual faith, this is how Paul and David did it. They did it with spiritual faith. They didn't do it with a knife or stick. They did it with spiritual faith and belief. They had faith, and they believed in God, in God's word, that nothing can by any means hurt them. They believed the words of Luke 10 and 19. And I'm just going to read it again for you. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So that's how Paul did it. You remember when Paul was bitten by that snake after he had been shipwrecked and he was out there making a fire? And that cobra bit him on the hand, and he shook it off into the fire. And everybody was waiting to see him die, and he didn't die. He didn't even suffer a bruise or swelling on his hand. He just kept on doing the work of God because his faith was working. And his belief in the word of God was working. He believed that God is God. And that whatever God said, it is going to happen. He believed that. That God said that whatever I send my word to do, it will do it. It will not come back unaccomplished. It will accomplish everything that I say it will accomplish. That's the faith that we got to have. And we can destroy natural things on the earth with the faith that God has given us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, Paul was snake bit by a venomous viper. You know, his belief and his faith. And David, their belief and their faith, that's what brought them through. And, you know, that snake could not hurt him and it couldn't harm him because he took the word of God seriously. He took it literally. And it worked for him. And it's just like David. David believed, you know, that he could go there and he could use the power of God. He could use the name of God. And Goliath had to fall. And Goliath did fall. Because he said, "You coming to me with spears and shields, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord." And see, that's the power of God. When you believe what God says and you have faith in what he says, then it begin to work for you. And another time, you know, David was he was just fearless. He used supernatural powers and ability to kill real lions. I mean real lions. It's here on this earth today, you know, to fight flesh and blood lion. I'll say it like that, you know. But his weapons were supernatural. It was the power of God that he was using. And God used God allowed him to use supernatural power through the weapons that he gave him. But we know that a slingshot and a stone is just not going to kill a big 8-foot giant. And he weighed about 700 pounds. It's not going to kill him. But when he said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord," that's what killed him. God, the name of the Lord, took him out. And saints of God, we have to be just like that. We have to use the word of God just like Paul did and just like David did. And there's many more, but I just use those as an example because you can see a real snake that he shook off into the fire. So it was his faith working and it was his belief in what God says. Nothing is going to hurt you. We have to be the same way. Believe that nothing is going to harm us in the name of Jesus. Nothing is going to harm us. So we're going to get back with you, and we're going to stop the lesson right now, and we'll come back in the next session with this lesson.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in.